máscara. Não usa máscara.
Zorte mesmo. Alles neue. Gesalt die Lachen mekan. Mone. Eine Idee. Eise mekan. Oi. Ove shalachen mekan. Hifkeli mone. Eine Idee. Eise hu. Neusel zemane, zemane. Shahoyde vnyatz. Rashi. Hoyle vayde vnyatz mei. When we refer to time in Mahu, what exactly is the svara of Hoydif Me'atzma? What's mechayiv him to pay each one, both in the case of Zela and the case of the Kadam? Shnayim shefkidu eitzel echad zem mane. וזה מסיים. זה אי משלים מסיים. וזה אי משלים מסיים. Two מפקידים. One was מפקיד המון, one was מפקיד מסיים. And each one claims that the מסיים belongs to him. נויסן לזה מונה, ולזה מונה. בהשאי אמון אחד שאובי אליהו. That's the Shita Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef came, I have said, Ramai, I'll call you Menachat Jehovah Elio. Raj, some of the Messiahim Shali, Lachas Man, Kishbor Lito Bekotten, Pekdoinon, I have said, Ramai, I'm came, Lo Yoide, Lo Yoide, Lo Yoide, there's nothing motivating him to tell the truth. The one that's that's really Mona, he's claiming Messiahim, he's got nothing to lose. Because the money's getting anyway. So Mela, we can't leave it like this in this situation, because then we're nothing over the guy. This way we say, no, I'll call you Melech HaShavilah, and therefore one of them is bound to be Maida, because otherwise he loses everything. Chen Shnei Kelim, Echad Yafah Mona, Echad Yafah Elef, Zuz, Zem Yafah Shali, Zem Yafah Shali, Nois is Cotton Lechemem, Techa God, Nois is to make cotton, Vashani, Vashani Melech HaShavah Yo. Again, it says, Mavzer Rama, I call you Melech HaShavah Yo. Grashi, Techa God, Ish Berenu, obviously something that you could, you know, like it's some material, like it's something you could break off and then it'll kind of, you know, something that's possible to break like that. Otherwise, stam and not. I don't get stuck on this nakud in the Rash. But on the mission itself, on the dinner of the Mishnah, on the dinner of the Seifa, when the Masayim and Mana, each one of the Mafkidim claimed that they were the Masayim. And the Nifkid says, the Nifkid's not sure. He's Maida, they owe 100 to each one. At least 100 to each one. So now there's a question, why is there a Shuvas Maida Miktsas? Not only is there a Shuvas Maida Miktsas, there should be a Mitoch Shein Yoch L'Shov M'Shalem. Like, Cham Shein Yedana, and Cham Shein Lo Yedana. Reuven is Tevei Shimon $100. And Shimon says, 50 I know, 50 I owe, and 50 I don't know. Cham shen yedana, cham shen lo yedana. So that's one of the cases where we say, classic, Meterech shen yoch l'shava, Meshale. And since, he's mechui v'shvuas moide miktas. Mechui v'shvuas moide miktas. Because he's moide on 50, so he has to swear about the other 50. And since he can swear, because he doesn't know, so it's classic we say, Mitoch Shein Yoch L'Shava, Meshale. Yeah? So what's the question over here, Aaron? Why don't we say the same thing over here? That since the Nifkad is Maida, that he owes to each of the two Mafkidim, he's Maida, he owes 100. He's not sure about the second 100. Each one's being Tevei 200. He's being Maida 100. And he's saying, I mean, he's not sure about the second 100. So Chayyim is a classic Shavuos Moed Miktsas. Classic Shavuos Moed Miktsas. Not only that, it's a situation of Metarich Shnei Yoch L'Shav Meshalim. You had a question, Chezi?
No, he's not. He's not being he said that 100% I owe.
So you, when you you'll think through your question, then you'll ask it, right? Now, the one that asked this question is the Ramban. What?
Why can't you be this one?
Either sit up straight or put the stand in the way. I can't see him out.
Why can't you be this one?
Because he can't. He doesn't know. It's Chaim Shalai Dan. He doesn't know about the second 100. He doesn't know. Maybe he owes them. He doesn't know. So it's classic. Shuas made the Miktas. And he can't make the Shavua. Because he doesn't know. I'm asking the second case of the Mishnah. There are two mafkidim. Each one is Messiahim. And he's Maida that each one was at least 100. He's not sure about the second 100. So Chayyim is a classic Shuas Maida Miktas. Each one is being Tavayim 200. He's being Maida 100. And the second 100 doesn't know. So Chayyim is a classic Mitar Shem Yoch Hashav Mishalim. So he should have to pay both.
He has an Eid Messiah.
Each guy is agreeing with him
that
he doesn't owe the other person.
He doesn't know who he doesn't owe.
Right.
No, he just knows about himself. He's saying, you owe me too. He doesn't know about the other guy. Who says he knows about the other guy? Who says he knows about the other guy?
I thought the case was that he would...
What's the matter with that? What's wrong?
Good question.
Why not?
I thought the case was that he agrees that one guy he owes 200 and one guy he owes 100.
That's true.
He doesn't know which one.
That's right. So each guy is coming to him and saying, you owe me $200, right?
Yeah.
Reuben comes and says, you owe me $200. Shimon comes over to him and says, you owe me $200. Each of them is being paid $200, and he's married $100 to each of them, and on the second 100, he's saying, I don't know.
Can you swear I owe a total of $300?
What kind of shvu is that?
That I owe a total of $300.
What is that? What kind of shvu? Where's that shvu? What shvu is that?
Between the two of you.
What shvu is that? What shvu is that?
Between the two of you.
What kind of shvu is that? What kind of shvu is that? I don't know.
It's all cases, right? One is higher.
What?
And he knows that each of them are guaranteed gets a hundred.
That's correct.
So that there's the extra 100 that he knows only one of them can get.
That's correct. He knows he only owes one.
So,
but each one that's coming to the collect from him.
He already knows that they both ate. Right? He knows that the difference between this case and the first case.
What first case?
This is like a mix of.
My case of Chamish Dan, Chamish Laidan, you mean?
Is that he knows that they both have something.
Okay, so what's that do with anything?
Some.
How does that answer the question?
He's saying there's a difference between a suffix how much or a suffix who.
It's not a suffix.
Each individual one is a suffix how much. I don't know if I owe you two.
Okay, so let's say
two people come over to me and you say, I want to do it. So the first guy makes you swear I pay him. Then the second guy comes over to me and say, you want my money? If it's really your money, then he has it. So why are you asking me to swear?
You owe me money. What?
Rebbe and Dovid each say,
you owe me money. I'm not interested.
There's your money.
No, it's not. What's Mechaim to go to him? I loaned you $200.
Like
you have to pay me. How am I going to go to get that guy? You owe me money. I loaned you money. You owe me money. Zell. Okay, so there's some svaras going around over here. There's some people touching upon svaras here. But let's see what the Ramban says. Okay, Ramban, if it's kashle, I feel like the Mislaimar, the Shumahder, We don't want to hear about that, do we? Ik de Ram Yashmaitz, and Zem Masayim Shalim, Zem Masayim Shalim, and Nifkat Mechuyiv Shmosh, and Yachal Shavu. Lekal Meir Behelach, Potter, no like the Kinel Mandam Heilach Hayim. And the man suggested, some of Shoen Manser, maybe it's Heilach. We're talking about a Pekadon over here. Right? By Pekadon, there's a sug in the beginning of the Masech, the Dabdalar, about Heilach. Yeah? That means, by Moi the Mitzas, I say, you owe me 100. I'm more than 50, right? If I give it to you, I'm more than 50. Here it is. This is a sign in the Gemara. There's no shulz might mix this over there. And because there's always halach. Okay. So the man says, but we don't bring in that's a marayim, the shayla of halach. And that's looking. No one's bringing in the mission of Ahmed Zion, a verish mishnah that by halach there's no shulz might mix it. Okay. So the man rejects this pshat out of hand. Although other shaynim do embrace this pshat, we have to see what they do with their man's question. Now, come on, their man, his first suggestion is halach. That he says that doesn't work. Because halach is machlek is whether or not when you say halach, does that knock out the shuas mari de mikzatz? And the Gemara doesn't bring in the Mishnah in that whole discussion. Fine. But Mustafa says, Zerman gives two other truths. Okay? Mustafa says, Zerman. Lech hachadin shvua, loy rama rachmana shvua, ela lekaifer u'ma'akim mamen chaveir la'atzmai. Dilishtaba kihech deloidi. Dilishtaba kihech deloidi. V'hai moidu. V'hech irom ishvua salay. Says Ramban, chayra, that haray, we all know the memra of Rav or Rava. If the memra taira, moide mitzas yishalein. Yeah. Then where is holding chazak and a meiz pana and a meiz pana, etc. The Kisa Gemara says this is hard to say that really that. He's being mishtamit. Really, he wants to be kai for a kol, but it doesn't look good. So, maybe owes the whole thing, and he doesn't have the guts to be kai for a kol. So he might admit us, but once he's made mitzvah, that gives a suspicion that maybe really owes the whole thing. He's just trying to get out of it. He wants to pay later. Because the bottom line, we throw a shvua on him. Kehech deloidi. Right, Mechayshish, that since he's been only might have, really owes the whole thing. And we were Matla Shvonim, says Rava. Why? So that, Gimel Bez, Gimel Aleph, that Vamar Rachmana Rami Shvole, Kihechid Eloi Delei Bekule. Okay, we want him to impose a Shvob on him so that he should be, in case he really owes the whole thing, he'll be might. Okay, that's the side of Shuas Maide Mitzas. Says the Ramban, Bahai Maidehu, Bahaych Ram is Shvu Alei. I mean, this guy, he's being Maide. He's being Maide everything.
So he's trying to is the
direct, why did
the
Torah establish
because of this?
So when the Rav
is there,
what?
No, isn't
Maide
Mitzas the Shvu?
Yeah. Okay. Who's he carrying the snare in the crown?
It's saying that it was only made in the snare.
What?
Okay, so that answers the one who makes it. It didn't answer the other half. It still needs to answer the other half.
Okay, so Mishnah says the Rambam. Says the Rambam passed like Rav Shimon. So, anyway. Zot Rambam. Mail over here. You don't have the whole parasha of Maida Miktas. Because over here, he's being Maida everything. He's being Maida. He's being Maida, 100 to each one. And
maybe actually it was 400. Maybe actually
that's not a question. We don't have that side over here.
No.
That's not it.
They just claim they owe 200. What's saying he's owed 400 total?
Huh? We're not Chayshish that over here.
Why not? Why shouldn't we?
What?
Why shouldn't we be Chayshish that he owes them each? That
Why is that a pasuk?
They agree.
You know, there's only... Ah, okay. Fine. The Ma'aser Rabban, the Rabban is one that holds a Messiah doesn't pattern, right? He's the one that brought Rai from Shemesh Masel Shaimer, from the Mishnah of Hasech Baruch Haveri, the Shil Acher. Yeah, the Rabban was the one that holds a Messiah. So the Rabban is the one that asked the question. In the meantime, the Rabban doesn't hold Eid Messiah. Fine. Right. So, he asks
the
question.
So the case is that they're each saying the other guy only gets 100.
That's what we're saying, yeah. Now,
on the basis of the question, would you look at each case individually? Individually, each one is Mitzvahs. Now I'm saying, no, don't look at it individually. That's just the answer.
What? The Rabban's Teretz? No, that's second Teretz. But his first Teretz is. We're saying everyone's Maida. Everyone's mind that it's 2-1, right? So Mela, there's no side here that it's 2-2. There's nothing to encourage the guy to be Maida. He's Maida, he's very upfront. He's in Maida. The question is to who? So Mela, there's nothing hidden over here. He's not hiding anything that we're trying to force him to swear to admit. There's nothing to admit. Just we don't know who it is. Again, the assumption is that it's 2-1. Everyone agrees to that, okay? There's nothing to
do. So what? Individually they both want 200.
But everyone's mind over here was 2-1. So Mela as Mitzad him, he's not hiding anything. Mitzad him, he's not hiding anything. So Mela is no does not shaykh shvua. That's Rabban's first teretz. Now Rabban's second teretz is the man's second teretz is oh yesh laim ma'ar dikatayin fira dahani ben hamafkidim hi the nifkad hamayde b'chiyuvay. Second teretz, the man says is this so what Zach touched upon and it's not clear what the svar the man is. But the same story might have in Tysus, that we look at it in this situation, that that's the fight, the issue is really amongst the Mafkidim. And it's who owns the 200 is a fight amongst the Taivim who owns the 200. Hagufa, because they know there was only 1-1, 1-2, and 1-1, right? The Mela, we look at it as sort of like one big tefillah over here. So Mela, says Ramban, the argument ultimately is between them who is owed the 200.
Didn't we just say that?
No. Before we said the Nakuda was one second. Before we said the Nakuda was Mitzad the Nitva, since the Nitva is Maida, so there's no point in making him swear to get him to be Maida. He's already Maida. He's Maida to everything. He's Maida to everything. So the whole point of Shuas Maida Mitzas, the Ban infers. He's Mirambis to Rabbah. The whole Shuas Maid Mitzvah is to get him to be Maida. Here he's already Maida. That's one Teretz. The second Teretz is that we don't look at it Mitzad the Tviya, Mitzad the Taivim, Mitzad the Mafkidim. We don't look at it that is each one is being Tveim 200. Separately, and then you'll say, okay, he's made it to each one, and also say it's Chamshidan, Chamshloidan to each one, Mayaz Mitaich. We look at it, at Batsim, We look at it as one big picture over here. And now the issue is amongst the mafkidim, right? Between themselves, who is the one that's supposed to get the 200? And therefore, it is that it's kilu is no tviya. It's not that each one is being tvei the guy 200. They're fighting amongst themselves, kilu, who's the one that owes 200.
Seems like that's what's happening. The first one, the first answer skips codes. They're also fighting. We agree that you only owe 300.
Right, no, that we, well, the first answer, we needed they agree, but otherwise, yeah, Akiva's question, why don't we say that each one, maybe he owes both.
Right.
But the bottom line, but the question is, what's the bottom line over there? Why the Mais is the Noshuas by the Mitzvahs? And the first Teretz is the Noshuas by the Mitzvahs because since the Yisoid, the philosophy, the time of the Krah of Shuas by the Mitzvahs is to get it to Maida, and hey, you don't have that because it's ready to be Maida. The second Svar is also using the same, but it's a different Svar. Saying there's no Tvi over here. There isn't two Tviyas of 200 of it. They're fighting amongst themselves.
Seems like it's the same answer, just as far as attached to the first one, of when Mitzvahs only applies where we don't believe him. Where he might be lying. You know he's not lying.
I'm not sure what he's saying right now. We'll talk about that, right?
According to the first Teretz, we're not answering until Shem Yechol Shabbos.
Of course we are. There's no shvur. There's no machayef and shvur. There's no matayef. Matayef is only when there's a chiv shvur, then we say matayef. The first answer is saying there's no shvur. There's no shvur. The whole shvur is al k'dech the loydi. You don't have the svar. It never starts.
Okay.
It never starts. Now, the Ramban, okay, next ones are not so quick right now. We'll leave them for now. Maybe forever. But the man's firzai. He says lafi lashin zeh. I feel a man dam mana li biyotcha. V'aloy ay meni yehini yedeya chayiv the misfake mafkina mina. Hocha efshe the potter. Na barihu the less lahu biyodei el ma'idem inu kafri adadi. Says Ramban. Says Ramban, that woe be Ilgabe the Shailov of Bari Bishema, Bari Adav. Yeah? Which comes into the Sukhya, obviously. And then we get the beginning of the Gemara already. Kondraman. Okay? So now, like this. What's the situation over here? Each one's claiming 200, right? And he's not sure, right? Each one of the mafkidim is saying, you owe me 200. Yechazi, each one's saying, you owe me 200. And he's not sure, right? So, if you hold Baruch Hashem Bar Yadav, so he should have to pay both of them. Each one's being tevei 200. Teres bari, you vadi owe me 200, and he's saying I don't know on the 100. Right? So on the 100, there's a bari b'shem and bari yad. Mana bari b'shem bari yad. It's like I come and say you owe me $50. You say I don't know. So as mechaykes amarayim bari b'shem bari yad v'la bari yad. So over here, why don't we say mandam bari yad? Why don't we say that? You should have to pay 200 to each of them. For crying out loud, when do we say it?
We say it.
Baruch Hashem, I can always, you owe me $50. You say, you don't know. That's Baruch Hashem. Every Baruch Hashem is when the guy's mostly getting the money. And the classic Baruch Hashem is he's mostly getting the money.
Okay.
Maybe the fact that he says Shema is no longer mostly because he said, I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not getting involved right now. How can you bury all if I what happened to the chazaka? It's not whatever it is, yeah. However it is, whatever it is, whatever you're gonna say it over here too. Okay, whatever you're gonna, yeah. There's a question over here. It says Ramban, and here's Mashan Ramban. according to the second teretz, he has an answer. And why do you say bari? Why do you say bari? Why don't you say bari adif? Because no shema. Because he's bari, that he owes one of them 100, one of them 200. Right? The only shaila is, as Ram speaks it out, the shaila is, you guys are fighting amongst yourself who is owed the 200. Right? But the fight is amongst you, not with me.
But he also doesn't know.
What?
He also doesn't know.
Who doesn't
know? But here he's a bari. Yeah.
He's a bari that he owes, but he doesn't know who.
He's a bari that he owes 200 and 100.
This argument
doesn't know
which one.
The
argument
between the mafkid is Shema and Shema.
Doesn't know which one. Not Shema.
He doesn't, but he doesn't know. They're
Shema
because they don't know.
They do know.
Even if it's Shema, if the Baal is Shema, they're not claiming to him that they're a bari. They're claiming to each other they're a bari.
Rabban says, Hacha after the potter, the bari who. The last luhu biyade elamayda mayda. He's clear. He's bari. That he only owes 300.
That's in the first.
Ve'inu kafri adadi.
That's in the first answer too. One second.
Nirban says, "Well, fi loshin zeh." Only fi the second there. Over here. Feed the second teretz, the hainu. Feed the second teretz, and look at it, that's one big fight over here. Amela, they're fighting amongst themselves, who's 200, right? As far as he's concerned, he's a bari, right? He's a bari, he owes 1, 1, 1, 2, right? And, you know, as if, we're in something about like this. Bishlam, if you learn, like in the first teretz. That bad sin, we look at it, we don't look at it as one big mess. Yeah? We look at it, there's two separate spheres over here. Yeah? Ruvein is Tveim 200, and Shem is Tveim 200. Each one is Tveim 200. And to each one he's saying, I'm not sure if I owe you 200 or not. But if we look at it as two separate spheres, then I'm still in the Ramban over here, we don't say, that Tzimel Bar Shem Bar Adif. If it's two separate tefillahs, each one is saying, you owe me 200. And he's saying, I don't know if I owe you 200. So that's classic Bar Shem Bar Adif.
We didn't say it's all together. We have to understand that it's all together.
No, it's not one taina. We just said that everyone's maida. We said that to answer Akiva's question, we said everyone's maida. Everyone's maida that it's 2 and 1. Everyone's maida that it's 2 and 1.
Therefore, who cares? He's still individually.
Right. So again, there's no problem of okay, the lady. He's not hiding anything.
He's not hiding anything.
The first teretz is saying a svara mesuyim in the parsha of Ma'ida Miktsas. It's a mesuyim that is svara. Why there's no Ma'ida Miktsas over here? Because he's excited. Ma'ida Miktsas is keich b'loydi, and over here there's no keich b'loydi because he's ma'ida to everything.
There's two parts of the case. There's the part that he's admitting that he owes, and then there's the part that he doesn't know which one he owes to. He literally pointed out in a day is mikach. So.
What's the point of saying any day is because that's no shaykh in this case. He doesn't know who he owes. It's clearly part of his case, and therefore he's a shema on the thing that on his own. So he's not only a bari. He's also a shema. What are you asking in the second teretz?
You're asking in the second teretz? Sure. Yes.
Okay. So this.
That the only thing he has here is a bari. He owes and he knows that he owes, and that's it. And the argument is between them.
Who is he owed to?
But he's also a shema in that argument.
But the tvi is not to him.
But if he would have known who he
okay, so what? So what?
So he does have a hand in this argument.
No, he doesn't know what he owes. All he has to do is, in the whole picture,
he's not Shema.
Why not? He doesn't know what he owes. If he knew,
he's not Shema if he owes or not. He's not Shema if he owes or not.
But he doesn't know who he owes to. That's
correct.
That's the whole case.
That's not his problem.
That's their problem. Who he owes to is them. Who he owes to is their fight. Their fight he owes to. Okay, now, but then I saw this morning that the Ramban, in the Chuvas Ramban, that's quoted by the Sefer Chumas, the Talmud of the Ramban, in Klal, in Shar Lametetz, Chelu Beis, Ois Beis, where the Sefer Chumas had an argument with someone whether or not our Mishnah talks about the Kadin. Yeah, what would be by Milva? By Milva, two people come over to Reuven and Shimon, come over to Levi and say, each one says, you borrow 200 from them and 100 from the other one. Again, same thing, you borrow 200 from one, 100 from one, and now the question is, who is the Malva of 200, who's the Malva of 100, and Levi doesn't remember who's the 200, who's the 100. Same thing as our Mishnah, except by Pekod. By Milvin. So, there was all discussion over here. They asked the Ramban. And so, another part of the Ramban we'll see soon. About Mataych. He discusses question of Mataych. And so he says like this. He says the same teretz, the first teretz by us. He says our first teretz. Right? Because the Sefer Chumah suggests that a svara of that's lehavel el meida. There's no Mataych by, we didn't have to know. We'll get back to that in a minute. Before I get there, and I talk about that, that the Ramban says, no, that's not a svara. Get back to him, it's Hashem. But he does say, El Atam, Mishael Azu. The Beim Ebukad, the Beim Emilva, he says, Lekem Mechuyiv Shvur. There's no problem of Mechuyiv Shvur Shein Echol Shava. He's made the mix as Shvur Shein Echol Shava. Chivon, Shvur Ein Yedeya, Ela, Mashav Katem, Atem Noitlim, V'loi Ma'akiv L'Nafshei Klum. He's not holding anything back, right? He's very forthcoming. He's being made everything. He's not holding anything back. So lech hacha din shmo klal. Then made b'chiyuv ayu. He's being made in his chiyuv, right? What sounds like first answer, right? Right. Kim shuayim enideya el mashiv kadetem atem noitlim lemakel nafshei klum. That seems to be the ik in the kudo, right? He's not holding anything back. So meila lech hak din shvur klal. There's no mechay for the shvur, right? The moed bechiyuvehu. He says a slightly different nusach. He's being moed in the chiyuv, but that's the chayy means the first tarot. There's no moed in the next because there's nothing. Nothing that he's hiding. He's not.
He's what?
Fine. Now, then he says, "By Philim and Amar, Mana Libiotcha, Valoim any day Chayev Hachapater." Right again, he's going to the first teretz, and still he says what he says at the end by us. Yeah, now Bari waits Latzmai. She'ain makav mishalahem klum. Uladidhu moidi b'chiyuvehu. V'yas rabbi bezim, mashe bezim, b'chayim ma'isai. So here he says, even in the first teretz, right? Even in the first teretz, he's saying that there's no taina of Bar Hashem Bar Yad. Right? So I feel man da'ama. Man be out khlay me de khayev ha khapat. Why? The habari who eitzel atzmai. She'enem hakem mishalahem klum. So even the first Teretz, that Batsam is two separate Dine Torah over here. Each one is Tevea Kishal Atzmai, right? We don't look at it that, like second Teretz, that the Dine is really just amongst them. Each one is Tevea L'Atzmai. But yet we say it's not called Barei V'Shemba. So here he says, oh, the Habari Hu Eitzel Atzmai. She'enei ma'akev mishelahem klum. He's bari, yeah. He's bari that he is not holding back any money illegally. In other words, the Ban saying that bari b'shem and bari adif, yeah, is if I'm not sure, maybe. Maybe I'm holding money illegally, right? Says the Ramban, but if over here, yeah, he knows that he's not, there's no suffix that he's holding back money shleikadin, because he's willing to give it to whoever he has to give it to, right? So Mela, there's no tying of Baruch Hashem either. Even in the first Teretz, he's saying there's no time Baruch Hashem because Klapi himself, he knows that he doesn't owe the money.
Is it the Ramban can't hold
the
Kiva?
What?
The Ramban holds that there's a Kiva Shabbat, and the Shabbat is a part. Meaning, if there's a Kiva Shabbat, then you should have, meaning, then.
Well, first of all, it just happens to be the Ramban was the one who said it doesn't hold the Kiva Shabbat. As the Ramban says, any day it was chayafti. The Mishnah by Sercher, Shalom, right? Ban holds no. Ban happens to hold there's no chiyav hashem, right? So it would work out.
If you say that there is a chiyav hashem,
right?
Then you can't say that he's not holding anything back, so he's fine. Because you should have to be.
So
he has to be.
He has a
chiyav hashem
with each one.
Yeah, so you should have. Right, so
that
chiyav hashem.
What?
The guy who actually gave 200, he was never.
He didn't ever get back, so he's never going to see it. Therefore, should borrow Shem Bar Yadif, you're asking?
He should still be
a Shem. Hmm?
Meaning, the whole
kind of... He's not sure if he's Mekhaim Eschiv, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, maybe. Think about it a little bit. But anyway, it just works out that in Baal Shtasa, it's not a problem.
That
now,
Medina,
what?
That would be Medina, or that would be within. How is he doing tshuva?
No, I'm saying if he's a bad chiyav, right? He has a suffolk. He has a suffolk whether he's, well, he's in kind of chiyav. So it's not just, he's showing not holding back money like it did. He's willing to give it to whoever it's at. But here, it's not just. Willing to give it up, you have a chiv hashava, and here you have a sub willing to give a chiv hashava.
That's called paying himself, not
called paying that. No, not true. The chiv hashava is a time of nitta. The chiv hashava is not just a mitzvah. It's a tefillah of that. Not just it's a tchoish mishpah. That's not your idea. Okay. Now the Rajba.
Those are
quoted in
the
Bible. The Sefer Rabbi right, read now.
According to
Rabban, Tshuva is according to Rabban. Tshuva asked his Rabbi Rabban. He had a machlokes with some other people about this. What's it doing by Milva? There's other nekudas also. Maybe we'll get to. What's getting to us right now was what the punchline of the Rabban of why he says that both in the case of Milva and in the case of Pekadin, there's no shail of Metaych. Because part of the issue amongst them was we say Metaych by Milva. The reason the man says no, there's no matayach because he's not holding any back. I mean, he just throws in like he does by us. And the second there is that huadin linyan bari v'shem.
Which
is going to get in our sugya. Now the Rajba answers
As Rambam has this before. Rajba has a problem, whatever, I don't want to get into the whole problem of the Rajba right now. Okay, maybe we could get into his question. He has a problem like this. Yeah? Say like this. According to Ramban, he says this. What will be in the Gemara? He goes into the Gemara. About the Gemara's Mechalek between Shtei Krichos and Nai. Right? What did Rava say? The Gemara's problem. What was the Gemara's problem? The stira from the ratio of the Mishnah to Sefer the Mishnah. What's the stira by becoming the ratio of the Sefer, Aaron? So the Gemara? What's the stira of the ratio of the Sefer? The Reisha says, "By all of Shalachem became hifkedly, yeah. Any day Eza, nice no zemana, no zemana. What is saying the Sefer? What is saying the Sefer? That extra mana. Hey, Mordechai, you have Elio. That was the Gemara's question. We're not learning. We're not. You know, the Rabbi Yossi what?
He said that God's calling him when it."
Okay, that question is not a question that should be asked right now, as you can understand yourself. I think. It doesn't help us along in what we're trying to do right now. Calm?
Okay.
Right? Good. Now, so what does Rav answer? Reisha naskim mishif gidloi b'shnei krichas. Da'avle l'meidak. Seifa naskim mishif gidloi b'krach echad l'avle l'meidak. Yeah, kegoyin dafkidu tavayu b'hadi adadi b'chad zimna damlu an kufaych loy kapdisu adadi and not kapidna. So what's the answer? The question is havel meidak or not, right? Should he have known or not? In the Reisha, he should have been careful. He should have put his mind. He should know. He should know who is to who is what. I'm sorry, he should know who's the one he owes the money to. Hashenkin in the Sefer. Hashenkin in the Sefer. Yeah? Hashenkin in the Sefer. The Sefer, since he should have known, therefore, he's Chayev. Yeah? As the Gemara says? Now, Zot the Rajba. 1 second. It seems that the Rajba's understanding that at the end of the day, the reason why he's chayiv in the Sefer is because of mitaych. What? The reason why, I'm sorry, the reason why by shtei krichos, the reason why he would be chayiv by shtei krichos, Sefer is like one. They did it together. They didn't do it together. It was shtei krichos, yeah. Where's lehavle el meidak? Where's havle el meidak? Right, shtei krichos shape the gemara. It's havle chayiv, havle el meidak, yeah. Why chayiv? So you could learn pashup shad. Stam you chayiv because like a knas, as you should have known you don't. So I'm chayiv you. That's chayiv pashup shad. Rajba seems to be learning that then you chayiv out. Yichayev alts moed the mikzas. Rishas
where you only have.
Yichayev alts shus moed mikzas and touch yechal shav mishale. That's how Rajba seems to listen to the Gemara. One second. And therefore the Rajba says, according to Ramban, even my shtei krichos, there's no siba for a shvo. There's no siba for a shvo. According to Ramban, he's the first Eretz Ramban. Because he's not holding anything back. So there's no Sibir for Shvul Abchon. So who cares that he should have known? Right? Shtei Krichas, he should have known. Okay. Say it, but there's no reason for Shvul Abchon. There's no reason for Shvul Abchon. Because he's forthcoming. I owe one guy 100, one guy 200. There's no reason, there's no reason for a shvuah. There's no might to mix us here. There's no might to mix us here. Might is only when you're holding something back, potentially. But here is not holding anything back. There's no might to mix us over here. So why, in my Shtekrich, why are you chai? Elamai's.
Why does the Rebbe say that?
Why do you say what?
Why does he say this? I don't know.
That's Vilna's Gemara.
Does it know that?
He doesn't know that he's saying the Shuas on the inside?
Huh?
Does
it know that it needs to be
here? He's asking, if he is the Svar of the Ramban, then the Gemara makes no sense. Then our case, there's no mechayev mishul mechal. In the case of the shomer, he's made that one and two. Then there's no mechal made to make sense. And maybe even by shtei kriicha, who cares how they made that? The Ramban said yisai, yeah. That in our mishnah, yeah, when it's 200, 100, the mechal does no made to make sense. Says the Rashi, if that's true, then he doesn't understand what's mavur in the Gemara. The Beshtei Kricha is he's chayiv, and the Rashi is assuming he's chayiv al smetoch. According to Ramban, there's no in my with have a meidak. He should have known. So what? The Maizid, there's no meid mitzvah here.
But he wasn't having the mother. So how are you chayiv?
That's Ramban's svar. Not everyone has to agree to that svar. The Rashi doesn't agree to that svar. It's a different question. But he's asking from the Gemara. He's asking from the Gemara. According to you, what's found in the Gemara? So forget about why the svar is wrong or right. He has a kash from the Gemara. Okay. Maybe he doesn't know all the kibidarish time of the crow here. They'll make enough kibidar. Maybe he knows like a kibidar. Okay. Vipa says the Rashba, El Al Karcha, Vikatai Mahacha Mishum, Nahavle Kamishim, Efkidle Bekrach Echad. Second. He says, Mchush and Rosh Hashanah, Mashal, Mahainu Taima. When do we say Mitaich? Mishbekivan the Lady Day Romi Lameida. He should have known. And he doesn't know. Therefore, he's chayiv. Chamish inan chamish laydana, right? He should know. And he don't know. So Meila says the Rashi. But then there's the mitayik. And Rashi adds a psaknech. He says chashvina le pasheya. Mechol lo yedana. What's the end of that statement? What? Choloidana, pshusa, right? Not knowing is a pshia. There's no excuse that you don't know, right? I call you a miller shir to explain the Gemara's kind. There's no excuse, loidana. Choloidana, pshusa. So Meila says the Rashba. Yeah, that's only if you're meant to know and you don't know. So then it's a pshia. A male, if you're a pesheya, so therefore we say mitoshin echosh of mishale. Avlacha, yeah. Where if it's krichachas, yeah, or like krichachas, I mean we're kids. In other words, where there's no hable lemeidak, right? So male, therefore there's no mitoich. So back to the original question, yeah. We ask the Mishnah. This guy says 200. This guy says 200. He says 1 and 2. We ask Kasha Chayz Moed the Mikzas, and we say Mitaych. Says the Rashba, very simple. There's no Mitaych. Why? Because it's Lehav Leil Meida. It's Lehav Leil Meida.
Sefer, it's
Krichachas. course, it's safe as kuchachas. So gufa the svar of kuchachas is a svar of why there's no shvuas by the mitzvahs that will say mitarich. Right? Because the whole svar of mitarich is you should have known. Right? We had the svar amo. Yeah? The Rosh. So that's Rajba. Says Rajba, the answer to Rabban's question of Mitaich is because goof what the Gemara says. Goof what the chiluk the Gemara makes with the Reish and the Seifa. That is the answer to why there's no Shuas by the Mikzas, Hamtech Sheikh Al Shafa, Meshalim, Islava Meida. Now, Dafka the Ramban over there. Dafka the Ramban over there, in his in that tshuva over there, in the Sefer Tshuvos, where the svar of Mitaich came up, the svar of Lehavla Lameida, that here's Lehavla Lameida, and therefore there's no Mitaich. Well, the svar of Lehavla Lameida came up, and the Ramban rejects it out of hand. Al tita b'mash amr k'sasim l'chabrim la'it marachi el b'mon li'biotcha da'avay l'meida da'tusa. Oh, so in the Ramban, it's not clear when he's talking about Bar Hashem or Mataych. You know what, maybe we'll leave it for now, we'll get back to it and have everyone see it. Now, I'll go upon him again. So, Lugabe, the Ramban's original question, why don't we say Mitaich? We have three trotzim. One teretz Ramban is no svar of Mitaich because you don't have the svar of Shvua. B'chal is no mechayif from Shvua because he's been married to everything, not holding anything back. Second teretz was that he's not involved, the fight is between them. So, Melekil is no tain of Messiah against him. And the third teretz is that since it's krichachas, kein krichachas, therefore there's no svar havli meida, the mail there's no tain of mitach. Let's see the Gemara. Alma misveik mafkinu maina v'leaminan uki maina b'cheskes mare. Mishnah said, "Amr Shnayim Gazalti, yeah, Naisin, Manalazeh. Aye, Lechayir, he's a Mokser. Misveik, it's a Safik. It's a Safik. He's not sure who he owes to. So why Misafik does he have to pay? So Rashi is a little bit interesting over here." Because the question over here is this, would this, for example, is the Ramban over here, right? The Ramban says, the backside of the Gemara's kash is on Bar Hashem and Bar Yadav. Bar Hashem a lot Bar Yadav. The Gemara says, Alma Misveik Mafkin and Maina, right? So, backside, this is a question on the Man Amar, Bar Hashem a lot Bar Yadav. Because Mandom La Bar Yadav, right? Mandom La Bar Yadav, because he's a Mokser, right? So why over here in the Mishnah he's a Mokser? So why does he have to pay? Why does he pay both? To Safik, Safik, Masafik, Mandom La Bar Yadav, you're not Maitzi Mam, right? So Ban learns about him, the Gemara's Kash is a really general question. What happens when you have a Safik? Right, Safik Mammon, right? You have a Safik Mammon. So, we see in our Mishnah, the Misafik, you have to pay. Right? So, one sec, what's going on? This Mandam that says La Bar Yadav, and La Bar Yadav, we say, you're Muslim, you don't have to pay. So why in our Mishnah, when he's not sure if he owes the guy money, we say he has to pay.
the two machlokes is they as a fact they're mm-hmm. they're one on each other. Like it's a bar shema bar yadif. Like it's a you go according to the muchzak.
That's
telling each other. That's
not
the Ramban saying that.
The Ramban is saying it's the pashit. The man don't have a lot of bar yadif. Is because you have a cheskes mamon. Shai l'pakei. The other man don't have a bar yadif. That Akiva wants to know why we say bar yadif. What happened to the cheskes mamon? He's a muchzak. But the man don't have that lab bar yadif. It's zicha because of the cheskes mamon.
Right.
That's pashut.
So if that's the Gemara's question, it sounds like the Manamar says that by other feet doesn't hold the muksak.
Again.
So it sounds like that. That's the Gemara's question. That's what it sounds like.
He holds. There's no Muslim cloud. Macho. No, it's not Bari Shama. There's no Bari over here. But it's a Kolshke. You know, you're only raising a point, right? The Chayra, the man says, the Gemara's Kasha is a Kasha of Manomar, Bari Vishama. Bari Vishama. La Bari Adif. In that case of Bari Vishama, the Mishnah he said, I'm Lashnaim, Zal Deach Mekem, they don't know anything, right? Zal Deach, I don't know who, so it's not Bari Vishama. It's Choshke, right? If even over here we say you have to pay, Mesophic, right? Choshke, yeah, when the guy is a Bari, right? So Batsin Rabban learns, and the Gemara's Kasha, Is a kasha on manom of la bar yadav, and the man is bothered. So why doesn't the Gemara bring it down? Gemara's misfeik mafkinu minor. Yeah, we have a stira in the mission itself. Why don't we straight up? Why don't we ask manom of bar shem la bar yadav? Yeah, over here we see that you might see. Why don't we ask that direct? The man says, because Mishum the Israel Lesuim Masnisin. That's it's a strong kasha. That's Menei Ubei in the Mishnah, not just ask on an Amira. The big kasha on the Mishnah Menei Ubei. Right. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't say to have the after the Rav and the Nachman of Yechinon. Because at the end of the day, once we answer the steer of the Mishnah, their shita will be miyushiv as well. Whatever Teretz Gemara has for the steer of the Mishnah, man yom v'labayadif will be okay also at the end of the day. Therefore, we don't bother pinpointing the question on him. But in Rashi, and here I'm just a little misupical being Rashi, is Rashi really learning like that? Rashi gives you like a whole funny speech over here. Rashi says, "Mesfek mafkin in mind. Kani nice no zeman no zeman. Seem as even though it's a safek, still you give each one a man." Says Rashi, "Loyam rinon. Kishazet teveya v'ze oim rein yedeya. Im lucha vrcha." So here Rashi can do my case of where is teveya. You don't say mesafek. Actually, in a case of where there is a tefiya, I don't know why. Even in a case of tefiya, why mina kizet tevaya? Not even. Kizet tevaya v'zet aymen idea. Imlcha imlchavrcha. You don't say. I don't know. I should learn it straight up. He don't say that he's a mochzik. Right? He'll the tzad that we're coming up against, tzad of being right, not like, right? Alma, the sveik, mafkin, and mayna. And you don't say, Gemara just says, Lamin, Gemara, Chesim, Lamin, Gemara says, right? Rashi gives you a speech. You don't say that it's not right, the mafsid, and mama, and you know, Chachab, Elio, right? So it's a little funny in Rashi. I mean, Abraham, you bother your old shrines or something, huh? I don't think maybe Rashi was learning the only kasha, the whole kasha is only like in such a case, like you know, in such a case where the shaila is who's he owe the money to? Yeah, the shaila is who when there's two ta'ivim over here, right? We're not sure who he owes the money to. There, the other tzad that will come in the fuke, sort of like the svaras and Ramban, that he only owes it to one, right? He only owes it to one, right? So, like, why should we make him lose? Why should we make him pay two people when he only owes it to one? Like, the chiddush over here is not. We have no problem, let's say, with Baruch Hashem. You know, Bar Yadiv. There's the chiddush with the problem the Gemara says, yeah. That you don't say, yeah. You don't say Gemara. You don't say. What was the problem? Is it a chiddush? That we might see Mammon with a tefillah. Or is a chiddush that no? In this case, we might see mammon, even though he only owes it to one. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Just the lashon Rashi, shlenef sden of maynay. Rashi gives a case that he owes only one, less than a maynay munach. But truth matters though. Truth to tell, the Ritva learns Rashi regular. Yeah, pirush the perushai. I feel misfake, my kin in mind, why mean an okay mina, Bishama? Bishama. They asked the man's question about it, why don't we ask for Nachman? So he's a learning that this Gemara has to do with Baruch Hashem. Okay, I don't know, maybe just a stomach crutch Bahama.